Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, world? Keep to the real. Timothy John, we're back in the franchise room.
I really don't know how I became to do it. I just
I went out to Stanford's one night, and I got on this list, and I got up there, and I felt comfortable, felt like home, man. Felt like that's what I need to be doing. And I got my first laugh when I got up there, and it felt good, you know. I really couldn't hear it at first. For a long time, I couldn't hear the laugh.
Yeah.
But after the show, when you're making other people feel good, it was like, man, this is some nice stuff. Kept going,
man. Was it somebody that you knew, like a personal friend or maybe a celebrity or something, that was that inspiration to kick it off the first time?
A buddy of mine had asked me to go ahead and do it. Said, man, you need to be on stage doing something. And I was like, man, I haven't been on stage since I was in high school. And I was like, I don't know. It's like, man, well, you already, you know, act a fool in front of strangers and everybody else. Just get on the list and give it a try. Because there was nothing I never thought of personally by myself to just be like, hey, I want to go and do stand-up. So it was a little bit of a friendly push there. And
you want to give them a shout-out? Y'all still cool?
Yeah. We still cool. You know what I'm saying? Matt McGinnis, he's another, he's actually a part student of mine. He used to be one of my students, and he does comedy. Matt McGinnis and Matt Keck, they do their thing.
Well, appreciate it. I said, all right, Matt, just want to shout you out too, man. Appreciate you helping start this great career in the making.
Yeah, man, because it's going great. It's about to go. I mean, I'll be touring on two different tours starting at the beginning of the year. I'm already traveling and doing my thing. So it's great, man. You get to meet so many new people and good people out there, you know, and a lot of people. When strangers tell you that, hey, you're blessed and you're on the right track to doing something, you know, you start to listen a little bit and say, okay, well, maybe I'm doing something right in my life. So,
yeah. For somebody who's never heard or seen your comedy, how would you describe it to the person listening out there that's never heard or seen you before?
Well, I got a lot of energy, man. A lot of people have been comparing me to like doing Eddie Murphy, a Martin Lawrence. Although I can do clean comedy, well, you've seen that personally. I can do clean comedy, you know, at request. But you know, yeah,
you
know,
if they want it clean.
Yeah, if they request it, but you know, pretty much, I'm just gonna go off on my life and my environment and what I've been around, you know. And I just speak on a lot of my experiences and how I feel about different subjects, different things that we see every day, and that some stereotypes are just, they true. They have some type of validity to them.
Yeah.
And I just speak on a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't like to talk about.
Right. The little taboos in the world.
Yes, people get upset about race, religion, and politics. And I like to talk about all that.
Another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk about all of it, see?
Let me switch gears for a minute, because you just said you like to speak about your life. I got a two-part question. The first one is, because, man, when we in the franchise room, man, my thing is I want people to have a greater respect and a greater connection to whoever I bring in the franchise room before they was in here, you know, so maybe sharing things that people don't know. So
okay.
I got a two-part question. The first is, what has been your greatest achievement as far as either in comedy specifically or just in life, and what's been your greatest setback and how was you able to overcome it? You can answer in any order you want.
Wow, greatest achievement. I would say being able to be blessed to be an example to go to college and get my bachelor's and be an example to make sure my kids are able to do it. So now I'm able to put my kids through college because they like, okay, if dad can do it, we can do it. So me just getting my bachelor's, I thought that was a great achievement. But having my kids follow behind that and want to do better than that,
yeah,
is the greatest one.
Straight up.
And that right there, I can never top that. For them wanting to be the best, because when I look at it, you know, being in charge of another human being's life is a huge responsibility. And for me to be able to put something positive in them to grow, to do something better in life and not just sit and be like, oh, man, we was poor, we had it bad, and woe is me. You know, for them to say, man, if dad can get it, I can get it. So that was bigger than what I thought it would be. And the biggest setback, I'll say, I had the same disease Bernie Mac died of, which is sarcoidosis.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know that, and they don't see it in me because I never show it. I don't really talk about it either, which is one of my faults that I need to get over. But being sick, man, and hurting, I hurt every day. And instead of sitting there being like, man, I'm in pain, I shouldn't get out of bed, I have to, like, literally force myself out of bed every day. And to be able to go and get on that stage and make somebody feel good helps me.
Yeah.
You know, it helps me get over my sickness as well. So the setback for me would be, I did get sick, but then not just sit on it and say, hey, woe is me.
Yeah.
You know, I comedy and take the stage. That's what helps me get over it big time.
I dig it. Well, two things. The first thing is, I thank you for sharing that. You know how, you know, I think, like, it starts out young as kids and then goes up to when we're in school and then goes up to when we're working. You know how people always come up with some type of dramatic story or some type of excuse or they sick why they couldn't make it or something. You know, like let's be 100, like we get into that habit at a young age. You know, and then we see other people do it. And so when you first said something to me, when we was working on the play, and when you first said something to me, I didn't really think nothing because I had a lot of other people coming at me the same way, which, you know, is neither here nor there. But then after you said it a couple more times, I was like, okay, man, you know, it's something else going on that I don't know about, you know, and it just really opened me up to you a little bit more, you know. And so I take my hat off to you. And with that being said, I just want to shout you out also because about 2 months ago, I was in a fire, real bad fire, house fire, burned my arm and stuff real bad. And it's like a lot of people who I've been knowing for a long time who I thought was going to be there, even say, how you doing? They was nowhere to be found. But, you know, I want to shout you out, man, for the man that you are because you not only reached out to me to see if I was okay, but you actually came to visit me and dropped off, you know, a couple things, man, and I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I will never forget that, and I always got you because of that, man. I mean that.
Hey, you know, I never, you know, did it for, you know, any type of blessing or anything, man. If I got it, I'm going to give it, you know. Hell, if you need more, you know, because I'm like, I don't want to give somebody. Like, a lot of people only give because that's extra to them that are just giving. And, you know, and I think, you know, a lot more things happen better for you when you just give instead of thinking like, Oh, what do I have extra I can afford to give away and not miss it? You know, I didn't care about that. I'm like, all right, man, what this brother went through a fire, what does he need? You know what I'm saying? What does he need? You know, you're taller than me, brother, so I was like, okay, I have to figure something out here. You know, I'm like, I don't want to give them nothing where they looking like, hey, look here, right, man, you ain't in eighth grade no more, brother. You're going to have to go ahead and get some pants to fit. You know, I'm like, man, okay, I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, okay. I'm looking at Jay's and all my shoes, like, man, okay, I want to give him some shoes. I know he can fit or whatever, man. And wow. But I just went through everything, man, I could, and just was like, okay, let me see what I can give him that'll fit you, you know. As a matter of fact, it's getting cold, man. You need a jacket by any chance?
Man, you already know. Shoot, I need a jacket and about 5 stacks.
Man, I got a coat for you.
You got the jacket.
I
got five, about 5 stacks.
We gonna hook up.
All right.
You said what?
That's what's good. I said you got 5K to share.
Man, I ain't got 5K. I ain't got that bread yet. but I do got some coats, man. I got some nice coats, man.
You know, and that's where the whole tea to the real came from. It's just like, you know, a lot of people say a whole lot of things, you know, that sound good, that make people feel good, but as far as like actions lining up, you know, it's kind of becoming an endangered species, man, for people to walk what they're talking. So, you know, I just appreciate that, man. Let's change gears one more time. And talk about the project we just got done doing. First off, just give like a quick summary of your take on it, your experience. Just share that with the people listening.
Well, the play was, and I'll be the first to say I'm a spiritual person, not any involved in any type of specific religion. You can't call me a Christian or Muslim. And then this play, you know, I mean, you got the disciples when they was with Jesus and everything, and you know, they in this dream that. The whole play, I was down on my faith. I'll be the first to tell you. I'm like, look, Jesus ain't listening to brother no more. He ain't listening to me. So I'm going to do this play for credit, and I'm not, you know, but I'm not really into it like that. You know, I was just looking at it as I'm going to do my job, you know, and give it 100. But As it goes on, man, the songs and everything else, and everybody coming together the way it did, it was some inspirational stuff. It was very inspirational for me. Me and Bernie Mac's nephew, me and Jeremy are great friends now, man. I met some real good people. Dean, I mean, I met some very, very good people that I'm still in contact with today over that play. And I'm just like, it was moving. It moved the heck out of me, bro. I mean, it really did. And I wish that we can be still doing this play and taking it on the road, because it's very inspiring. Very, you know. It lifted my spirits up, for real.
Man,
it really did.
That means everything to me. You know, at the end of the day, I look at it a little bit different than everybody else, you know. And so when you say that you couldn't hear the laughs for a minute when you were doing your comedy, I get that. You know, when I'm producing a play that I've written and a play that I'm directing and a play that I'm in, it's real hard for me to fully just receive the same experience that everybody else does. you know, because I got a lot more weight on me. And then just at the end of the day, it's kind of hard to just appreciate the process. That's something that I'm teaching myself how to do every single thing that I do now. But I had a chance to sit down and watch the whole DVD, and I was very impressed. I was impressed with how everything came together. Shout out to Tom and Tom and Pam at the Westport Coffee House. Shout out to them on the great hospitality for allowing us to use that facility. Shout out to Garrison Community Center and Greg for letting us use that to rehearse. Shout out to every single person that was in the show. Shout out to everybody that came to the show. Shout out to everybody who had any type of hand in the success. And even if it was just a share in a video or something else, I just, on behalf of everybody, want to say thank you for that. But Tom did a great job of editing the DVD. I think the play might have been 5 hours. that's a little exaggeration. It might have been about close to three. But when he gave me the DVD, it was an hour and a half when he gave it to me. You know, and so I had already talked to him, like, hey, man, any, like, dead space, cut it out, woo-choo-woo-choo-woo. And he did a great job doing that. And so I had a chance to sit down and watch it as that. Then I got set back with the fire because, you know, I didn't have a laptop for a minute. And then I was blessed with another one. And so I just now started editing it. And it should be ready. I wanted it to be ready by Christmas, but it should be ready by the end of the week. And I definitely going to get you a copy, bro. And we definitely going to do it again. Definitely. Just seeing it come together with 3 days of rehearsal with the entire cast, having really, I think it might have been over half the cast came from out of town, you know, with all these different things coming into play, and just to be able to stand on that stage at the end, and I asked people, hey, did y'all enjoy it? And the audience said, yeah. That, you know, it was worth it all to me, man. And I really appreciate the experience. Appreciate you being a part of it, for real.
Man, that was huge for me, man. You know, and just the whole experience, man, just the energy of the play itself is moving, you know?
I'm thinking about it, you know, this is the thing, man, and that's the reason why I don't hold on to material stuff too much, because I've lost a lot of things that was real valuable to me. But had my tablet stolen, and that had the video footage from the comedy concert on that Friday night. So that's the only reason why I ain't put that out yet. I lost that completely, man. So, you know, just wanted you to know what was up on that end. But I was very impressed with your performance that you did, man. I really enjoyed it.
Man, you got a way to bring it out, though. You can bring it out, you know. Just getting people, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, bro. What you're doing to try to get everybody, because it's like you got to get everybody to focus. Yeah, on one major thing, but then when you start talking characters and everything else, you know, it's like, hey, they got to kind of get their own direction. So to direct everyone individually, man, that's some bad stuff right there, brother. I just be like, look, man, y'all need to just get in the game. Y'all can do it. Just feel it. You know, y'all can do something.
Let's dig a little bit deeper, because, I mean, you know, I got a lot of different listeners out there. I got some haters. I got, you know, more supporters than anything. But, you know, it's a lot of different what do I want to say? Like, you know, people make a lot of assumptions, you know, that don't know me or never worked with me before, or maybe even somebody that's worked with me years ago. But just share your experience from working with me, because you said you couldn't do it, but at the end of the day, I don't think I'm just your average, typical anything. So, you know, it takes a special type of person to work with me. So I'd just like to hear your feedback on that experience.
Well, you can't take nothing personal. You know, you got a direction, you got a goal, you know. And I think a lot of people that do hate or whatever, they take what you say out of context, you know. And I think a lot of grown folks want to be coddled,
yeah.
And you're not the coddling person.
No, I'm not. I try to be sometimes, but it don't work for me.
But being grown, man, you shouldn't have to coddle a grown person. Listen, this is what it is. Just like, I mean, at any job or whatever, hey, this is what it is. You're going to get on the phone. You're going to answer these phones. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. I don't have to be your friend to tell you, hey, this is what you have to do, especially if you take a job. And you like, hey, look, I'm trying to get you guys to get focused on what you're doing and just taking direction. I think a lot of people, you know, took it the wrong way, you know, like, I mean, as far as even parts, when we was talking about not having a set part and not getting focused on just that, because you might, yeah, you might change it. So, I mean, you know, some people got upset because they got comfortable with that part, you know, and they didn't really listen to the words you were saying. Hey, don't do this. Don't do this because this might change.
Right, exactly. I was telling people up front what it was. And
you know, when you want to be coddled, it don't work that way. You know, this doesn't work that way. It's going to change because, and I'm glad that you did that at the beginning because we had to change things, remember, as we went.
Man.
And the people that you had on staff and in the plane, hey, we changed. We switched gears in that play like nobody's business, and we made it work.
Right. That's real. Let me just share with everybody like how you became a part of it, and just because we got about 2 minutes left, and you played the part of Judas, and I was real skeptical on how am I gonna fill this role, man? Like, because I had different people in and out of the role, and they either wasn't comfortable with it or they just wasn't a commitment type, you know. And so you were somebody who didn't even have a set role, but you kept coming to rehearsal, kept telling me that you wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, I told you, I said, man, just keep showing up. I'm going to find a way to utilize you, you know. And then, lo and behold, it's kind of like people just kind of weeded themselves out. You know, and you was just one of the last men standing. And I was like, okay, you know, how you feel about this role? And you're like, whatever you need me to do. And you did it, and I appreciate that, man.
Hey, man. Hey, there's only been one Judas in history, brother.
Right.
Nobody wanted to play him.
Man,
nobody's
well,
name
they know,
is Judas or nothing.
Man, shoot, well, folks be trying to act like followers lead, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother show.
Ha ha, for sure.
That's a whole nother show. Man, any parting words before we get out of here, man? Just really want to thank you again for your time. And can I go ahead and tentatively get a commitment from you for round two?
Can you what?
Part two, can I get a commitment from you?
You sure can. Anytime, brother.
Any parting words you want to share with the audience? Listen.
Hey, just look me up, Tafu Panda, TAIFU Panda. I'm on all the social sites. I'm on, you know, Christian Mingle. I'm on everything. You can find me. just look me up. I'm the only Tafu Panda out there, TAIFU Panda. And hey, Just support us, you know, just support us.
Okay.
And we'll get love back. Just support us,
okay.
All right?
We got about 30 seconds left, brother, man. Once again, man, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. Keep your head up, man. I'm going to be praying for you, and we're going to go ahead and get this this illness conquered, man, and we're just going to live life to the fullest, man, because we're about to set trends for real, man, and be pioneers blazing trails. So I really appreciate you, my brother, man, for real.
Appreciate you, T-Real. Hey, get at me, man, so I can get that to you, brother.
I will, man. I'll be in touch, man. Much love to you, bro.
All right, much love.
All right, love too.
my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I got a lot of people hating me, some have forsaken me, most I'm kinda mad for the places that God has taken me. None can validate me or even overtake me. My spirit is so strong, got all of my angels waiting. Gee Lord, thank you for saving me, mom and daddy for making me. Things that could've killed me, Jehovah kept them away from me. The rap game in trouble, cause here come unmasked, sweeping the streets, neatly putting the game in the bag. Got super duper swag, moving fast through the swamp, jumping out on the stage to give the crowd what they want. Go ahead and get crunk and out your mind. A new prince is on the way, about to shut the game down. Wait till I reach the town, loud as a trumpet sound. Doing work for the Lord, causing demons to move around. Straight Louisiana bound, but never soft spoken, leaving burnt marks in the street. A trailblazer has awoken. Got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I've been around gangsters, I've been around thugs, I've been around people known for distributing drugs, slanging them things just to make ends meet, playing jokers wild so they family can eat. I'm on the grind daily, just to stack my paper up, holding down the rap game, cause the money ain't coming fast enough. I'm thinking about hurting some, thinking about jack moves, getting it if you got it, like, take it from these other dudes, unmasked back opponent. Never could condone it, casting my cares and worries to the Lord, cause I don't want it, dreams been haunted. I need God's love, hide me behind the cross, please cut me with the blood. I ain't gotta be a thug, I left that in the streets. Now I'm in the studio, murking these beats, spreading God's word to all of his sheep. Hopefully to be a good shepherd when the Lord pick me. Got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really win my sight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new height. I got the skills to pay the bills and tell it like it is. Y'all make hits for the moment, we make classic deal. Through my blood, sweat, and tears, and the loss of my peers, I thank God every day that I'm still here. I tried hanging in the streets, something just wasn't right. I picture speaking to God's people with just one mic. I heard voices which made it hard to sleep at night, telling me to sit still till the time is right. Now I'm back on my feet, got brand new game, trying to bring something new for the world to change. Going hard in the city, glorifying his name, trading in all my sickness, doing away with the pain. Uh-oh, get out the way again, this dude anointed, so that mean we got to pray again, that he stay away from seeing a generation gentleman. Demons, please beware, cause when he spot trouble, then he's never gentle. Got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really wear my tight. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new heights. I got my mind back right, got my spirit up tight. He sending me on a mission, so I'm about to take flight. If you don't want me, that's alright, cause you really want my type. You still stuck in the valley, man, I'm reaching new heights.